Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
And the Competition Commission has ruled that Google pays South African news publishers between 300 and 500 million rand a year to address what it calls a value imbalance between the revenue Google generates from news content and what it shares with publishers. This follows the 16-month-long Media and Digital Platforms Market Inquiry, whose provisional report included feedback from the likes of Media24, Daily Maverick, Arena Holdings, the SABC, and the platforms themselves, such as Google and Meta. In essence, the Commission finds that Google, in particular, makes far more money from the local news sources than the local news sources make from Google. Google itself disagrees, naturally, and the inquiry remains open for the next 6 weeks for comment. Naspers subsidiary Prosus is to buy food delivery company JustEatTakeaway.com in an all-cash deal worth 4.1 billion euros, about 79 billion rand. Just Eat Takeaway operates in 17 markets, including the UK and Germany, and represents an opportunity for Prosus to expand its footprint in Europe. Prosus CEO Fabrizio Bloisi has been on the prowl for new sources of growth, a perennial problem for Naspers following its stunning investment in China's internet giant Tencent, which has long dominated the company's books and skewed its market value. Prosus has plenty of cash on hand to fund the deal, but the market didn't approve. Prosus was down 7.8% at the bell last evening, Naspers itself down 7.7%. Looks like the feeling is that the food delivery market, which soared during COVID, is now heavily overtraded with intense competition and considerable consolidation. South Africa's Reserve Bank Governor Lesetse Ganyaho says the global economy is at risk of splintering under US President Donald Trump's policy onslaught. Ganyaho is in Cape Town for tomorrow's meeting of the G20 finance chiefs and central bank governors. He says this heightened uncertainty has got implications for global trade and thus has implications for the global economy. And the broader markets seem to agree they're either flat or down. At the bell last evening, the JSE All Share was down 1.7%, the top 40 down 1.8%. London's FTSE ended flat, as did the Dow in New York, the S&P 500 down 0.5%, the Nasdaq down 1.2%. And the trends continued this morning in East Asia, Tokyo down 1.1%, Hong Kong and Sydney both down 0.6%. The US dollar remains at 105 to the euro, the rand more or less unchanged, 18.36 to the dollar, 19.23 to the euro, 23.20 to sterling. Gold at 2,942, just beneath record highs. Platinum, 968. Bitcoin, just under 92,400. Brent crude oil, just over $75 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.